Chapter 3. Rice. I guess it's true when your mind can play tricks that you tend to believe. I sometimes remember things that happened in my life that I can recant so vividly, it makes me feel as if it was something I made up. Such is the story of my friend Manny. I went to his house when I was 10 and remember an occurrence that solidified my disdain for domestic abuse. Around 7 p.m., after a hard day's work, his father Jeff came home to normally a hot meal on the table, awaiting his entrance. Red beans and rice with sausage and cornbread on the side. Earlier that day, his mom Clarice rushed home around 6:15 to hurry and cook. She had a doctor's appointment that ended up running over due to the amount of patients seen that day. Her intention was to be home by 5:30 and have everything prepared for when Jeff walked in. Manny and I were in the living room watching this new channel on television called Fox when Clarice rushed in the door. She asked Manny, "Did you take out the sausage like I asked you?" Manny responded, "Yes, ma'am, it's in the sink." Clarice didn't even wait for a response from Manny and began immediately chopping celery, onions, bell peppers to add into the slow cooker. The red beans had been simmering for much longer than needed, which tends to make them hard and dry. She removed the lid and tasted one of the beans. "Shit, Jeff's gonna kill me." She placed the lid back on the slow cooker and began to shake her head. She turned the oven dial to 375 degrees as we walked outside to go and play. While outside, I began to smell the red beans and sausage. My stomach started to growl when Manny said, "Come on, let's go inside. I'm getting hungry." And I said, "Heck yeah." We walked in the door and the digital clock on the wall read 6:52 p.m. Clarice was in the bedroom folding clothes when we walked into the kitchen. "Ma, we're hungry," shouted Manny while rubbing his stomach. She shouted in response, "Not before your daddy. You know that, Manny." I began looking in the pots to see the succulent red beans and opened the stove to see the cornbread a nice golden yellow. I looked back at the stove and noticed something missing. "Where's the rice?" I said, confused. Manny yelled at Clarice, "Ma, where's the rice?" There was a brief 3-second silence until Clarice came storming in the kitchen. "Shit, shit." She rushed the pot from the cabinet, poured water, and added rice. "Fuck, fuck. How could I not remember this? He's gonna kill me." She placed a pot of rice and water on the stove and turned on the back left burner. She looked at the time. It was 6:55 p.m. "God, I hope he's late today." She sprinkled a little salt into the pot, closed her eyes, mumbled something under her breath, and tossed a pinch of salt over her shoulder. I found it weird she would do that until I asked my mom later on what that meant. It was now 7:02 p.m. when Clarice looked at the clock again. She removed the pot of rice from the back burner and placed it on the counter on top of an oven mitt. She tried a spoonful of rice. "Shit, it's a little hard." She grabbed a plate from the top shelf of the cabinet and began to dig into the rice and put some on the plate. Then she placed the red beans on top with the sausage link to the side and cornbread directly below it. Before putting the plate on the coffee table in front of the television, it's where he likes to sit when he gets home. The front door opened slowly. Jeff walked in the house, filthy from the day. I decided to speak to him as he shut the door. "Hey, Mr. Jeff," I said while awaiting a response. It never came. I chalked it up to the idea that he's a man of few words. As if it's a ritual, he goes to the sink and washes his hands of the grime and sludge of the day. He then walks into the bedroom and takes off his jumpsuit, revealing a much cleaner blue jeans and brown t-shirt. I was actually surprised at how clean he was underneath a jumpsuit. He walked back into the living room and goes immediately to the couch where his food was awaiting his arrival. I sat on the couch next to him watching Fox again. I was fascinated with this show called Married with Children. I laughed at a joke that someone said on television while Mr. Jeff wasn't amused. Manny, who had walked out of the room briefly, came back into the living room and sat on the floor. Clarice was preparing meals for Manny and myself to eat on the kitchen table. "This rice is hard." Mr. Jeff spoke with a certain coldness about him. It gave me a haunting chill. Clarice stopped dead of what she was doing and turned to him as if anticipating his comment. "I'm sorry, Jeff. I had to rush and get more beans and I came home too late. I can make you some more rice." Mr. Jeff stopped her and said bluntly, "I don't give a fuck what you had to do. How hard is it to cook some fucking rice, Clarice?" He began to stand up and walk towards the kitchen in her direction. Clarice stepped back. You're right. I'm sorry. Right doesn't fix the rice. I worked hard and I come here to eat this bullshit. He is now face to face with Clarice and I have a line of sight to them. Manny nudges me. Come on, let's go outside. I looked at him and shook my head in acknowledgement. It was almost as if he was used to this. He stands up and proceeds to walk out the door. I follow, but then I heard a slap. I turn my head to see Clarice holding her left cheek. The last thing I see before walking out is Mr. Jeff grabbing her by the shoulders and raising his arm. I close the door and hear a sudden commotion followed by a scream from Clarice. I started to go back in, but Manny grabbed me by the arm. Hey, race you to the park. He had a look of, please, man, just come with me. I said, all right, let's go. Manny and I got on our bikes and pedaled off to the park. We raced back from the park to the house. On the way back, we see Jeff get in his car and drive off in the opposite direction. We finally made it to the home and walk in, working up a crazy sweat from pedaling to the park and back. We walked in the house and Manny went to the bathroom while I was walking in the kitchen. I saw Clarice on the floor, picking up remnants of rice and a broken plate. She had tears streaming down her face, but tried to hold her composure when we walked into the house. I walked towards her and kneeled on the floor to help her. She looked at me and said, it's okay, Eric. I got it. I still tried to help by picking up pieces of the plate scattered about. I said to her, Miss Clarice, you okay? Yes, dear. I just shouldn't have undercooked the rice. It's my fault. She sniffled while continuing to pick up pieces of the rice. When I got back home the next day, I asked my mom, Mama, I saw Miss Clarice close her eyes and say something under her breath and then threw salt over her shoulder. What'd that mean? She looked at me intently and said, Son, that's what the old folks used to do for good luck and peace in the house. I now understand why.